With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A nationwide survey finds younger Trump voters are less excited about some of his policies than older conservatives. Jennifer King reports.
Donald Trump won nearly half of voters ages 18 to 29 in this year's election, but they don't agree with him on as many issues compared to voters 65 and up. That's according to the latest AP Votecast survey. That might be an issue in maintaining his coalition as Trump moves to curtail immigration, roll back efforts on climate change, implement tariffs, and overhaul the Affordable Care Act. Votecast found younger voters were more motivated by the economy than immigration. They are evenly split on whether the government should do more to solve people's problems, but half want more involvement in health care and canceling student loan debt. Jennifer King, Washington.
A law enforcement consulting group says the University of California, Los Angeles should develop clear plans and policies, communication lines, and decision-making authority for major protest. The outside review was requested in response to the university's controversial handling of large student protesting against the Israel-Hamas war in late April and May. Also at SRNNews.com, a top Iranian official says his country will continue to back Lebanon as U.S. officials circulate a ceasefire draft.
Iranian official Ali Larijani has pledged his country's unwavering support for Lebanon after talks with Lebanese leaders on the ongoing war between Israel and Hezbollah. During the talks, Larijani said the Islamic Republic of Iran supports Lebanon and Lebanese officials under any circumstances. According to reports in Lebanese media, U.S. Ambassador Lisa Johnson has handed over a draft of a proposed deal to end the Israel-Hezbollah war to Iran Parliamentary Speaker Nabeel Berri, who's been leading the talks representing Hezbollah. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And on Wall Street, stocks remain lower, the Dow down 277 points. This is SRN News. The atheist strike in Missouri.
Officials in the Bolivar School District have agreed to stop having a prayer before staff meetings under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The nation's leading atheist group spends much of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square. It often targets schools or governments in small cities and towns that cannot risk a costly lawsuit and so give in. One threatening letter from the foundation is usually enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Advocates of Jewish settlement in the West Bank believe they have reason to celebrate after Donald Trump's election win. Not only did settlement building surge during Mr. Trump's first term, but his administration took unprecedented steps to support Israel's territorial claims, recognizing Jerusalem as its capital and moving the U.S. Embassy there. Israel captured the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip in the 1967 Mideast War. This is SRN News. Three more students at Salisbury University on Maryland's Eastern Shore have been charged with hate crimes after police say they assaulted a gay man. The new arrests bring the total number of suspects to 15 after a dozen others were arrested earlier this month. Some bad news about Americans and obesity from Britain's The Lancet Medical Journal.
The Lancet says 3 in 4 U.S. adults can now be classified as either obese or overweight. If current trends continue, researchers predict what one called the epidemic will affect 80% of U.S. adults by the year 2050. The research comes even as President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary. He's blasted the obesity epidemic as part of a failed U.S. health ecosystem and called for a shift away from weight loss drugs and toward more healthy lifestyles. Bob Agner reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.